Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
Apparently, not a lot happens in Nebraska and Montana. Not much happens in the film Nebraska either. And yet, indelible images remain fixed in your mind's eye after seeing this quiet film from director Andrew Payne, who directed The Descendants and Sideways. There are scenes depicting the stark Nebraska landscape as Woody, played by Bruce Dern, and his son David, played by Will Forte, drive from Billings, Montana to Lincoln, Nebraska to claim a $1 million prize in a publisher's clearinghouse-type magazine subscription promotion. That's crazy talk. But Woody is convinced he actually won $1 million, despite logic to the contrary provided by his son, an electronics and appliances store salesperson, and his other son, Ross, played by Bob Odenkirk, and the skepticism of his wife, Kate, played by June Squibb. And then there's the little matter of the return of an air compressor loaned some 40 years ago to Ed, played by Stacy Keach. You will also remember dialogue scenes and haggard faces and scenes between Woody and his family members, including relatives, during his stop in Hawthorne, Nebraska. The lingering images of Nebraska are because of Payne's meticulous direction, solid acting, including several non-actors cast at locations for the film, but more significantly because the film is shot in black and white. As with films on Turner Classic Movies, images, dialogue, and story burn into your brain. In the slow-paced, gently humorous, evocatively dramatic Nebraska, director Andrew Payne lets aspects of Woody's life unfold through anecdotes heard through encounters with family members, friends, and acquaintances. Nebraska is a Golden Globe comedy or musical nominee. Payne is a Golden Globe director nominee. The plain-spoken dialogue is down-to-earth, naturalistic, and believable in the theatrical release screenplay debut by Bob Nelson. Nelson is a Golden Globe screenplay nominee. Bruce Dern, noted for TV's Big Love and an Oscar-supporting actor nomination for Coming Home in 1978, and Laura Dern's father, as Woody lumbers about on wobbly knees, conveying a peevish stoicism wrapped around a seething anger. For the role, Bruce Dern received the 2013 Cannes Film Festival Actor Award, is a Golden Globe Actor Comedy nominee, and a presumptive Oscar Actor nominee. Will Forte of TV's 30 Rock and Saturday Night Live as David is affable and patient to a fault with his father. He respects his dear old crotchety dad, showing him tender mercies, especially a genuine and grand gesture of gratitude that occurs late in the film. June Squibb, who was in About Schmidt as Kate, is really the film's center, the stable if trash-talking matriarch who has seen it all and stays anyway. Squibb is a Golden Globe Supporting Actor Comedy nominee. Nebraska, while more of a it's a terrible life rather than it's a wonderful life, is still what we come home for, the love and devotion of those we love and those who love us back, no matter what. And that's worth a million and more. Nebraska is MPAA rated R for some language. Opening January 3 at the box office is Paranormal Activity, The Marked Ones. Mysterious forces are at it again, and we're not referring to those who decided to produce Paranormal Activities, nor those who attend it. Andrew Jacobs, Molly Ephraim, Richard Cabral, and Crystal Santos star in the horror thriller. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.